Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters-Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Most of us as women enjoy reading books and articles that tell us how we can improve our appearance. Generally, they're pretty helpful, and they can encourage us to better efforts and renewed awareness of what we can, or perhaps could do, with our looks. But have you ever noticed how many times these articles and books are very highly impractical in some of their beauty tips that they hand out? For instance, I hate to read a sentence like, "Now, when you're applying fingernail polish, you should apply at least 5 coats. 5 coats? Well, in my life, I'm doing very well if I can get 1 coat of fingernail polish on. And then there's the suggestion that we be sure to take regular, daily exercise. Of course, you'll notice right away that the model in the article always is wearing a very snazzy outfit and a smug expression. Oh, sure, I get regular exercise, just like you do. Jogging down the hall to catch the overflowing washer, or lifting the weight of grocery bags as we drag them in from the car and into the kitchen. Push-ups? Sure, we do those too. When we're down on our hands and knees, looking for baby's ball under the couch. Certainly, many of the suggestions that we read in various beauty sources, we have to acknowledge as being impractical for our busy lives. But do you know, there is one source that is never impractical in its beauty suggestions. I'm talking, of course, about the Bible. The first beauty suggestion is that of the smile. How can we help smile, dear Christian lady, when we have Christ's promise that peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, and I am come that ye might have life, and that ye might have it more abundantly, and also the promise, I am come that your joy might be full. Wonderful promises, and highly practical in giving us that smile that lasts all day. Then there's the suggestion for charm. What is charm? When it's all boiled down, it really comes to the fact of being interested in other people. It's not something we put on like a coat. All right, then how do we get charm? God tells us to look not every man on his own things, but look every man also on the things of others. There it is, interest in other people. Then what about exercise? Well, God reminds us that bodily exercise profiteth little, and we can insert before little. But also, in Proverbs 31, God tells us about this virtuous woman. And have you ever noticed that she evidently got plenty of exercise, but certainly not because she sat down and planned it out each day? Instead, we can see how she got her exercise in the phrase, "Her candle goeth not out by night," by being busy in behalf of her family and her home responsibilities from the beginning of the day to the end of the day and even beyond. That's how she got her exercise, and that's how we can get ours. Yes, beauty of self is acceptable, and it's commendable if it's kept within reasonable bounds and when it springs from the right motivations. But beauty of soul is by far the greater loveliness, and that never goes out of fashion. It's ever-enriching, and it's eternal. Psalm 90:17 reads, "Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us."
Listen daily for Bennett Peters-Jones, Christian homemaker and author of the book, Sunshine on the Soap Suds. She'd welcome your response at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Thank you.